Week 2, Sunday, Nome. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Fatigue sets in. It is too much. We plod our way through heat and cold, and all for what? We do because we do, it seems. The rut grows deeper, and the plow won't break the sod. The seed is sterile, the harvest just a clod of thirsty earth that knows no water but our sweat, its salt destroying life. We cut our losses, lifting hopeless hands to God. Why have we been abandoned? Where is He? It is His work, then why are we alone? Why not admit our failure? Why go on? Because to fail succeeds. We have but gone the cross road, that is all. We must atone our sins with Him before we can be free. You will not be silent, Master, when evil people slander me. Hallelujah. Psalm 109, Part 1. Please do not keep silent, God whom I praise, because corrupt, lying slanderers have begun speaking against me. Their accusations against me are all lies, and they have me surrounded with hate-filled words. They fought against me for no reason at all. They've returned my love toward them with incriminations, and all I have left to do is pray, because they have paid the good I did them with evil, and my love with hatred. Take another man and put him in charge of them, and have this accuser stand there by them, and have them found guilty by the judge. Cut their lives short, and let someone else take over their duties. Make their children fatherless and their wives widows. Yes, make their children homeless. Let them beg and look for bread in garbage dumps. May those they owed money to seize everything they have, and may strangers steal whatever they have earned. And do not let anyone show mercy to them and take in their fatherless children. Yes, destroy their posterity and erase their names for generations to come. Recite the sins of their ancestors for Yahweh to recall, and do not erase their mother's evil either. They should be constantly brought before Yahweh so that He will destroy all memory of these men from the earth. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You will not be silent, Master, when evil people slander me. Hallelujah. The Master stands by the poor to save them from those who would condemn them. Hallelujah. Part 2. Because these men did not remember to show mercy, and persecuted someone poor and destitute, and even tried to kill a broken-hearted man. They were fond of cursing others, then let the curses fall on them. They hated to bless others, and so keep blessings far away. Yes, they put on curses the way they put on clothes, and so have them penetrate their skin like water, and sink like oil into their very bones. Have them wrapped all around them like their cloaks, and tie them in them as if they were the belt they always wear. May this be how Yahweh repays those who charge me with wrong, and to anyone who says abusive things about me. But my Master Yahweh, please be kind to me for your name's sake, and set me free in the goodness of your mercy, because I really am poor and destitute, and my heart inside me has been stabbed. I am like a shadow lengthening at sunset only to disappear, like a locust swept out to sea by the wind. My knees are trembling from lack of food. My whole body is eating itself away. I've become a laughingstock to these people. They look at me and shake their heads in scorn. Please help me, Yahweh my God. Save me in your mercy, so that they will recognize your hand in this and know that you have done it, Yahweh. They may curse me, but if you bless me, all my enemies will be disgraced. Please bring joy on your slave and dress my slanderers in shame. Yes, let them wear their disgrace like a mantle. Then my mouth will chant hallelujahs of praise, and I will sing your glory among throngs of people, because you stood by the poor man to save him from those who wanted him condemned. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master stands by the poor to save them from those who would condemn them. Hallelujah. Reading 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22. The one who has planted us solidly on the Prince along with you and has anointed us is God, and he has put his seal on us and given us the guarantee of the Spirit in our hearts. The Master is my light and my help. He is the guardian of my life. Father, since you sent your word to bring us the truth and your Spirit to make us holy, and since through them we come to know the secret of your life, please help us to worship you as one God in three persons by proclaiming and living our faith in you. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.